Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is John, and this afternoon we are running a one question survey just for the community, and we would like to get your opinion. It's going to take me less than a minute, okay? So let me introduce myself. And I'm calling because Arlington, Alexandria, Fairfax County, they need your help. Northern Virginia is facing rising prices, businesses failures, foreclosure, homelessness, and search of violent crime, including rape. Now, even if you're not registered to vote, you can still vote until November the 5th. You know that, right? Just find your polling station and vote for provisional ballot. Now, after 4 years under Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Virginia, started suffering. That's why Jerry Torres is running for the U.S. House of Representatives. As the representative for Virginia 8th District, Jerry will work to reduce violent crime, stop illegal immigration, and grow the economy. But he can make a difference without your vote. If you never voted before, you should know that you can register in person until November the 5th. The question is this. What do you believe is the biggest problem facing our community and nation in your own words? What do you believe?
I'm sorry, can you tell me what the candidate's name is again? I missed it.
Oh, the candidate's name? It's not a candidate. It's Jerry Torres. He's running, okay, for the U.S. House of Representatives. And
sure.
He's going to be...
which seat again? Who would he be replacing?
Oh, I don't have that information. The only thing that I know that it's a CEO, okay, for security. I'm not sure he's I don't think he's a politician. He is a pretty much a CEO for security. So what he's trying to do, he will work to reduce violent crime, stop illegal immigration, and grow the economy. Okay, so
he
wanted
a Republican candidate?
I don't have that information, to be honest with you. Okay, I don't have that information. The only
you
thing
should
that
probably
we
get that information because that matters a lot if he's running for a Republican seat or a Democratic seat.
Well, there's some information. We don't have it, okay? But what we're trying to aim right now is to see what the biggest problem in the community, either a Democrat or Republican. We would like to know what is the bigger problem right now. So what do you think is the biggest problem, your community and nation is facing in your own words?
It's not immigration. I think that he sounds like a Republican. So I really think that you should, my suggestion is to go back to your candidate and have him just have the information to disclose what party he's representing and what seat. Based on what you said, sounds like he's a Republican and people need to know what party he's running from.
Okay, I'm agree with you on that. Okay, and I can do that too, but like I was saying, he's trying to get either more any other problem that you see besides immigration. And I hear you when you say it's not immigration. I'm writing what you're telling me right now. But what do you think is growing or something is going out of hand that you believe is going to be
the
problem?
Yeah, what I think is the problem is the cowardness of Republicans who can't stand up to people like Donald Trump, who are fascist and racist and all of those things.
Okay.
He says these ridiculous things, and he says that, he should, if he wants to be supported, he should speak out against those things. And even if he is a Republican, he should set himself apart and say, I don't believe in any of these things that this psycho is saying, but this is what I believe in. So that's my suggestion.
And I respect that, and believe me, whatever you tell me right now, I'm writing this down. And I'm going to send it over the way it is, okay? And thank
Please
you very
do.
Much for your time. All right, thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, all right?
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Ahem.